as spokesperson on Northern Ireland for the party, Fianna Fáil party. I have to say, in my deliberations, there have been many concerns aired by people closely involved around the inquiry into the bombing in Omagh, and they held very, very real concerns about the openness of the Irish government to date in disclosing information and receiving evidence. And I think this is the smartest approach, because anybody would be nervous going across the border to Omagh to give evidence. And I think this is a very smart approach. And I think even Senator Cunanan, there's actually addresses for the first time some of the concerns you've raised, albeit you've raised other issues today that I do feel needs further consideration also. So this bill is very welcome. The commitment from government, as you read out, Minister, the formal decision taken by the government on the 9th of July 24 to assist the inquiry and to authorise officials to engage with the inquiry to explore mechanisms for working together was taken in recognition of the importance of the inquiry for families and survivors and their quest for truth and justice. And again, the programme for government reiteration their commitment, stating that we'll play our full part in legacy processes, including facilitating and supporting the Omagh inquiry. Very, very important words. I'm pleased that you've already agreed the memorandum of understanding as laid out last April. And it's also very interesting that you say 29,000 pages has already been disclosed. That's quite a bit of a volume of work, and that's very, very much welcomed. I do believe that the real IRA does need an awful lot more investigating here. But I also believe the relationship of Sinn Féin with some of the actors in the real IRA that have been investigated also needs looking at. Their, I suppose, relationship to some of these actors, I think needs to be consideration in relation to this inquiry. I suppose another part of all this for me is the relationship between Sinn Féin and the IRA over many, many decades, probably since the 1970s. Moreover, should be looked at.
Find something there.
I can only come in if the Senator allows you.
Sorry,
Senator,
can I ask for clarification?
No. Sorry. The standing order is you can only come in if the Senator allows you. Senator, do you want to continue with the debate or do you want to take
continue the debate.
No, I can't. No. I can't seek clarification to find out what Senator Blaney is alluding to.
He
seems to know more than everybody else does, so maybe you could outline it.
The standing order is quite clear. If the Senator in possession, whether it's you or any Senator, does not wish you to ask a question.
And it's disappointing that he just throws out those sort of allegations.
Every Senator
doesn't make any
to their
sort
speech
of
without interruption.
Yeah, it's just it speaks volumes that he won't actually explain himself.
The Senator in possession is entitled to continue.
It says it all, you'd come here and represent Sinn Féin. It says it all for me.
Very disappointing.
I think things like
Senator Blaney without interruption. Senator Blaney.
I think such things as ownership even of constituency offices should even be investigated in this country, because there are people of a certain party that seem to own all the constituency offices, or those directors of Sinn Féin own them on their behalf. Where those monies have came from over the years, and those directors, those actual directors, the other property that they own.
That's pretty.
You're part of the richest empire on this state, Senator Andrews.
Are you supporting the bill?
Sorry,
I just think
I am supporting the bill, but I'm outlining my views, like you did.
You're speculating coming out with fairly serious
Senator
accusations,
Andrews,
and you don't seem to
Senator
be
Andrews. Senator Andrews,
I suggest Senator Andrews, you go to the Gardaí.
I'd ask you to stop. You know the standing order. The Senator in possession is entitled to continue speaking until the end of their time, and I'm going to allow more time because of the interruption. Senator Blaney.
Minister, I suppose the bombing was one of the most tragic consequences on this island. It is really important that we are transparent and very open and have a proper investigation to all these matters. We certainly very much support you with this bill, and we look forward to deliberation starting in September.